Government spokesman Palutan Mutanyagorn says officials are doing all they can to have the seven Thais returned home.
We are determined to help these Thais. This is our first priority. We would like to have them return. Of course, we do respect the Cambodian's process and sovereignty and the law and the justice process. We hope that if the case is not moving forward, then these people could be released.
Cambodian troops detained the group on December 29th. They were led by Panet Vicky Soret, a member of parliament who sits on a government committee that handles border issues with Cambodia. Panatan dismissed media reports that Prime Minister Pisit Wechachawa had ordered Panet to the border. Panatan says the Prime Minister was only informed after the fact that Panet was travelling close to the border area. He says the Foreign Ministry is still seeking full information about the location where the group was arrested, which was along the border in Sakhau province, 245 kilometres east of Bangkok. In a video seen on the internet, Panik is seen walking toward the Cambodian border. Speaking on a mobile phone, he says he crossed into the Cambodian territory and to inform the Prime Minister's secretary, Somkiet Krong Watanasuk. Panit calls on his assistant to inform Mr. Apisit they are already inside Cambodia and to call Somkiet if there any problems arise. He says they have crossed the border and are trying to inspect a border marker that is in Thai territory, but he says is an area now occupied by Cambodian soldiers. The group then walked into a nearby village where the members claim formerly belonged to Thailand and apparently were detained by Cambodian troops there. A nationalist group planned a protest at the border, but the Thai army says it will prevent any gatherings in the area. Sakheo governor also warned the protesters could create problems for local people. The nationalists claim the seven were detained in Thailand. They accuse Cambodia, also known as Kampuchea, of land encroachment. Werasak Samrit is a leader of the nationalist group and spoke at a rally in Bangkok Monday.
Kampuchea, our Thai have entered her territory. But actually, is it in Thai territory? Actually, it's Thai territory. I'm waiting for the government to solve this problem. I would like to ask the government to release our Thai people, no condition, because that's the Thai area. Right. But the government don't accept that.
Relations between Thailand and Cambodia have been improving in recent months after 2 years of tension. Relations began to deteriorate in 2008 over dispute involving land around a 900-year-old Hindu temple on the border. They worsened last year over visits to Cambodia by Thailand's fugitive former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who is wanted at home on corruption charges. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.